The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Warning, the contents of this program could help you think for yourself. It's the Peter Boyle Show.
Here we
News Talk 710, KNUS.
Step on the line Thursday morning, October 29th, 2020. Good old 710, KNUS, Denver's talk station. Good morning, everyone. Tomorrow we'll take a look, do some Halloween stuff tomorrow on the radio show. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather on a Thursday, 58 will be the high, tomorrow 61, and Saturday is Halloween, 57 will be the high. What a good morning. There has been a lot of intensity here on the morning show, as well as the afternoon show, on 710 KNUS, about my ongoing critique of the Republican Party, the state of Colorado. And the anger has spilled over into calls to, you know, all kinds of people that are related and unrelated to the morning show. And I'm okay with that. I mean, it's what we do. You know, you play to the heat. But last night I'm working on a show, thinking what I'm going to bring on the show and what we're going to do with it. And the light went on. I'm talking to somebody. And I said, why are they mad at me? Why aren't they mad at the party? Why aren't they mad at the operationics that do this? Why aren't they mad at the lousy campaign of Cory Gardner, the rotten campaign of Walker Stapleton? Why aren't they mad at the funders of the GOP? Why aren't they mad at the people who do the commercials? Why aren't they mad at the people that show Cory Gardner what really not to do? Why aren't they mad at everything that's happened? And I realized, you know, it comes to this interesting point. It's like sports talk. And for years, you know, the old traditional talk radio stations always had a sports talk show in the afternoon. So, I mean, I really got to know a lot of the good guys. And Sandy Clough is a dear friend, Woody Page, Joe Williams, a hitman, nobody better. When the guys did those afternoon sports talk shows. And Sandy Clough is a great example, and the hitman, Joe Williams, they're called Tell the Truth. And Broncos fans and Nuggets fans, I remember how they'd get so hot when Joe would talk about the internal problems of the Denver Broncos or anything. And I realized that's what this is. And, you know, it's like speaking about the Republican Party and then somebody brings up the Democrats and it's like being talking in favor of the Raiders or something, you know. It's like you're in favor of the Raiders. No, the Raiders are just being better. And so instead of looking at the role John Elway's playing or the role that Joe Ellis is playing or the role that the ripped apart Bolin family or Vic Fangio or, you know, they don't look at that. It's like they get mad at Sandy. I remember they'd get livid at Sandy Clough or the hitman, Joe Williams. And I thought, wow, is that what we're watching? Is this sports talk radio and I'm speaking against the Denver Broncos? Because, you know, it's a conservative radio station. It's a radio station that skews to the Republican Party. And I'm telling you, your baby's ugly. And not only am I telling your baby's ugly, I'm telling your whole family's ugly. Your grandparents are ugly. Your parents are ugly and your baby's ugly. You haven't run a good candidate forever. And the one good candidate, I love what George just said. What happens when Lauren Boebert becomes the face of the Republican Party of Colorado? God, is that a good, well, that was so smart. I mean, George is brilliant anyhow, but how smart that was. And the lack of any attention. And it's just laugh out loud funny. Joy Overbeck's phone keeps going to busy. We go to Jack on line one. We'll get Randy up and be on the show. Hey, Jackie, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. About the Republican Party in Colorado, if any of them are listening, I just would like to let them know I'm your age. I have voted the straight Republican ticket since Goldwater, 63, I think, with the exception of 3 days ago when I voted in Colorado. And I did the straight Republican ticket. But when I got down to Cory Gardner, I decided to write in Chuck Bonnewell. Because I'll tell you something, I don't need another John McCain. I don't need another Mitt Romney. And the only way you're going to get rid of these people is to dump them. Now, if I thought we were going to lose the Senate, I wouldn't have done that, obviously. That's in case Rose...
It doesn't matter. One vote,
I don't think so.
Yeah, one vote wasn't going to turn that corner.
You know, I know in this case, but I don't think we're going to lose the Senate. And I think Trump is going to win by probably 320, 340 electoral votes. I don't think we've got an issue there. And that's, you know, my personal thinking. But I mean, to me, guys like Gardner, they're just calculating. They're disgusting. And they don't fight for me. Look, if you don't fight for me, I'm not fighting for you.
Well, it's an ongoing situation. Somebody sent me an email this morning that we are a battleground state. I said, when? What? Colorado's about. Listen,
no,
I got Randy.
Nobody's fighting.
Jackie.
Battleground without a fight.
Talk to you. All right. He wrote a great piece, and he's my friend, and we argue all the time. Randy Corcoran, Saturday mornings on 710 KNUS. But this morning I read his piece, The Arrogance of the Democratic Media Machine. My boy, good morning, man, and welcome home.
Hey, where'd you read that? Because I wrote a chapter for a book, but I didn't know there was anything else up.
Complete Colorado, page 2.
Cool.
Corcoran, The Arrogance of the Democratic Media Machine. It's a very lengthy piece. And I didn't know you knew about Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, that's a chapter from an excellent book that's out right now, Unmasked 2020, Colorado's Radical Left Turn and a Warning to America.
I talked about
it on the show.
Hold on, Redwater. Where'd you pick up on Edgar Allan Poe?
Well, I was trying to think about some way to talk about the inmates taking over the asylum. And this is a short story that Poe did not long before his death that leaves the reader hanging until the very end when you figure out that the inmates have, in fact, taken over the asylum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was really proud of you. I mean, I thought it was, you know, it's a really well done piece. And I know you got a book coming. So this is part of the book.
Yeah, it's out. The book is out.
Okay.
Getting ready to do a second printing, I think. And it's called Unmasked 2020. People can find it at unmasked2020.co, not .com, but .co. And I'll talk about it a little bit more on the show. Of course, I'm really focused on the election right now.
And here we go. What's going to happen?
Well, I'll tell you, I want to correct something that George Athanasopoulos said early. And I'll tell you, if I was running for office, I would be living in George's head. And if I was raising money, I'd be paying him for his brain. But one thing he said that is just absolutely wrong is that the margin between the Democrat vote and the Republican vote is getting worse. About 2 weeks ago, Republicans were down 33% to Democrats in early voting. As of Tuesday, they were down 10.5%. As of Wednesday, they were down 9%. They're closing the gap. And the Republicans have almost 500,000 ballots out there. The Democrats only have about 410,000 left. So I'm grateful that Ken Buck and Steve House and others are focusing all of their energies on get out the vote, knocking on doors, using the electronics and all of those things, because that's what a party can do to win an election is turn out the vote, and that's what they're focused on.
Want to bet a lunch? And I don't want to bet this. I really don't want to bet. I'm out of line. I'm out of line. I don't want to bet it. You don't bet stuff like this. Look.
Well, listen, the deck is stacked against Corey, and I'm with you. I think one of the reasons I became Republican National Committee man is that in every political speech I've given this year and before, I was talking about Donald Trump showing these Republican candidates what it takes to win in 21st century politics. You don't try and thread the needle. You don't try and go for that, you know, that carefully uncertain, undecided voter. You fire up your base, you demonstrate your successes, and you throw roundhouse punches every chance you get, because that's the game the Democrats have created. And so there are a lot of things I wish Cory Gardner had done differently in his campaign. But it wasn't mine to run.
I understand that. Listen, I'm not critiquing you for that. I'm asking you why they didn't do it.
Well, because I think they look at this this other ballot situation, the number of unaffiliateds in Colorado. 37% of the ballots that have been turned in right now have been from unaffiliateds. And, you know, George said Corey's not out talking to voters, but yet where he heard Corey was at a Tea Party meeting.
Well,
Corey was at my Tea Party meeting. Corey was in all kinds of different places where Republican votes were gettable on the Western Slope, down in Pueblo, all around the state, working his tail off. I didn't like the commercials. I would bring John Hickenlooper's record of failure directly to him, not through the super PACs or the dark money or whatever that is, but directly out of my mouth if I was running for office. That's me. They made a different decision. I don't know if it's right or not. We'll see.
We'll see.
But,
why? Well, I mean, I know you. You know, you have a shorter fuse than I do. And my fuse is only because I'm starting to get a little older. But I wrote this down last night. People are angry. That's okay, because that's part of what you do in this business is, you know, you play into the emotional side of the business. But I realized it last night. Why are people not mad at the Republican Party of Colorado, but rather mad at this goofball radio show?
See, for me, the time to be mad at the Republican Party now is November 4th and going forward, not while we're trying to drive out the vote and not while we're trying to make up this huge gap and get some of these unaffiliated.
Okay.
You know, a lot of these unaffiliated, Pete, are folks who are sick and tired of establishment Republicans, just like me. And so they went to unaffiliated, but they're still voting for Trump, and they could vote for Cory Gardner.
Do you really think, Billy and I, and you should get a laugh out of this. We've been talking about the Republican Party. You and I have clashed about the Republican Party as long as we've been friends, even before I really got to know you. I have gone after the Republican Party for what they allowed things to happen to guys like Jack Phillips, running Walker Stapleton, the Beaupres, all of it. This isn't new to me. But I think now everybody's got the tight jaws because they can see the finish line, and they know, if they don't know, they should know the outcome. I had somebody actually send me an email that they believe Colorado to be a battleground state. Are you kidding me? Not even
close. Well, that's Nine News and the Denver Post, but you those numbers right at the stop. We have almost 500,000 GOP ballots that haven't been turned in.
Randy.
And barely over 400,000 Dem ballots. There is time to get out the vote this weekend, and Republicans turn out big on Election Day.
And I want you to be right.
Of course.
I want you to be right.
And neither of us know. Especially if my role as Republican National Committee man, I'm choosing to get those voters out there and see if I can pull off a miracle here. I heard you say earlier that I'm a true believer. What did you mean by that?
Well, the whole idea of being a true believer. Step back, non-believers. You're a true believer that this party has a chance. I'm not. I'm more of a I'm much more of a realist.
Dude, I am the chairman of the Arapaho Tea Party.
I understand.
I'm a Tea Party constitutional conservative who's been working my way through the ranks of the Republican Party, trying to make it into the fighting party that you're talking about. And I don't think you do that by saying burn it down and start it over.
Oh, yeah,
because
you do.
We've been working on the start over for several years now, and we're making progress. We have Lauren Boebert. We have Pat Neville. We have Dave
Williams. Lauren Boebert did it on her own. I know Lauren. We went up there. We took a radio show up when she was just making national news, way before when she did the confrontation, all of that stuff. We went up and we did our radio show. We lived up there and we did the radio show. And I said to her, I said, man, you got to run for office. Not that I'm not the person that gets the ball rolling, but on her own, she didn't go to anybody. Matter of fact, the Republican Party was backing Scott Tipton, the guy she dumped. Isn't that true?
It's not true. The local Republicans up there were certainly backing, air quotes, their guy.
Who's the GOP?
Jim Buck and so many others of us immediately latched on to Lauren Boebert.
Come on. You know that they wanted Scott Tipton to win. He's their boy. He was their boy.
Not they. But who's they? The Republican
Party
to me is the grassroots activists that I talk to all the time.
Randy. The stalwarts of the party, the backbone, the funders.
But you don't make that distinction, Pete. You talk about the Republican Party is people like me and
Randy,
Joy Overbeck and
Randy,
thousands and thousands of us.
With apologies.
Not the big donors that are still hanging around.
With apologies, you are the rare bird in the party. You know it and I know it. But
there's more and more of us every year, Pete, and that's what's called turning the party around and changing it around.
You know,
not saying how bad it is,
it is
but
bad.
Talking about how we're going to make it better.
It is bad. It's horrible. Don't kid yourself. You haven't had a winner. When's the last time you had a winner? The numbers.
Well, look at why. I mean, I get it.
No, seriously, I mean, I love you. Randy Corbin, Peter Boyles, when is the last time you had a winner? Tell me about your last winner.
You're preaching to the choir, man.
Right,
that's why I'm in the party change that trajectory.
Because when you're in the inside looking out, but as an observer of this, doing talk radio for probably, as someone told me this morning, too many years, I've watched these guys let this thing get away from them.
And my friend, I am not an insider looking out. I am an outsider.
Well, you're a team partner.
Listen to me. Drilling my way in. Oh. And there's a bunch of us out here trying to do the same thing because we agree with you that the approach of this party, I get so sick to my stomach when I see these virtue-signaling, self-righteous, never-Trumper, Republican advocates posting on social media how they just morally can't justify voting for Donald Trump. And it's my mission in life to eradicate their importance in the party unless they come to the dance.
Then why, if you have this influence that you claim you do, why wasn't our candidate, who I voted for, speaking against removing the statues at the State House, speaking about the burning of the State House, saying something about Tex Keltner's murder, saying something about all the things that Hickenlooper did? Where was my candidate when I had the opportunity to? And I know you were one of the people that said, don't go to Channel 9 and let them moderate a debate. Randy, I know you had the heart to do that. But what did the party do?
It's not the party. It's the Gardner campaign that makes those decisions. And the party itself is a vote turnout machine. It doesn't have the money for newspaper ads or anything else.
Man.
So you have to be a little more accurate.
A little more
in the issue.
Who was in the room? I don't want to put you on the spot. That's not fair. I apologize.
Yeah, I won't talk about private meeting. That should have never happened. But here's the thing. I think George was right that Corey had to go do the debate. I was convinced of that because you couldn't leave Kyle Clark and John Hickenlooper with the final hour on the most watched debate of the campaign season alone. But he should have. I wanted him at the very beginning to take his opening remarks and talk about Tex and talk about Nine News and their unlicensed security guard. And they chose not to do it. And I was disappointed in that.
Well, why didn't they talk about removal of statues? I mean, the only guy, and he's my guy, the only guy in this country right now that's talking about it is Donald Trump.
Thank God.
Well, that's not an answer. Why didn't they do it?
Well, you're missing my point, man.
I guess I am because
my point is there are people like me who are trying to drill our way into this party and teach it how to win based on the lessons of Donald Trump and his success. And it takes time, and there's more of us every day. And you coming on the radio every day and just telling us how much we suck, which is what it sounds like.
It does.
I know
you're
not talking about Patrick, and I know you're not talking about me or Lauren or others, but that's what it sounds like when
then
you make
these
generalized
statements.
I'm
from
Missouri. And it's a mistake.
I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. Show me the last winner that this party gave the state of Colorado. The last winner. And not don't use Neville, because they hate Neville. Tell me the last big GOP winner.
We, the grassroots Republicans, love Neville. And we will support him as long as he wants to.
And
keep
that's why he stepped
down.
That's why he got out of the leadership role because
the last
he's
big
loved.
Win, the last big win in Colorado was Cory Gardner, and he won by 39,000
votes
in 2014.
And he went up. What Billy said something to me. I didn't hear what you said, Billy. Yeah. Why did
Mark
Neville?
Udall.
I mean, I asked that question. Why did Neville step away? He beat Mark Udall. Beating Mark Udall was like stepping on baby chicks. Mark Udall was good to go, and he won. He beat Mark Udall.
I just answered your question.
I don't
disagree with any of it.
But it wasn't a tough close fight. And
it was a tough race.
Ah,
it was. I mean, they replaced Ken Buck, put Corey in there at the last, and they did the get out the vote effort at the end and squeaked through a victory by 39,000 votes.
43.
I don't think that same strategy works in 2020. We shall see. But it wasn't my call, it certainly wasn't the desire of the air quotes Republican Party that I'm a part of. And I know there's this whole other Republican Party on the other side that is killing us election after election.
So
they're in my sights.
What do you want to do to your Republican Party?
Well, we'll see first, of course, what the results are on November 4th. But I want more fighters. I want more people that are willing to take the fight to the other side.
Then who do you got? Then who do you got? Who do you got to get rid of?
As far as leadership goes, you know, I don't know the donor class. I don't know who all of these advisors are. I expect as Republican National Committee man, which is one of the reasons I agreed to take this thankless job, that I will get to know those people very soon. And I'm going to bring my attitude, not the old guard Republican attitude, to everything I do as committee man. And those are the changes that people like me and Pat and Warren and everybody else are trying to make with this party in the state of Colorado.
So what you're saying is those people haven't been doing their job.
Yeah, I think the Bush Republicans are done, and they need to recognize
them. Burn them out. Yeah. Burn them down. Get rid of them.
Well, if you said that, you wouldn't get all these nasty texts from me during your show said that. But you don't. You just say burn down the party, I am the party. Patrick is the party. Lauren is the party.
Patrick,
and we're fighting make it useful.
I know Patrick. Well, Patrick feels totally alienated from the party, and you know it.
He doesn't feel alienated from me, Lauren, Dave Williams, Vicky Tonkins,
Randy,
and a thousand other people I can name
like
right
me.
Now.
You're like me or some jerk-off radio talk show host. The party's the money.
I'm all right, but
you're not.
Draw that distinction because what you say offends everyone like me who's fighting to win elections and change this party.
I'm supposed to offend. I'm supposed to. But if I didn't say it, you as hell sure as hell wouldn't say it. Nobody else would say it.
Well, you haven't listened to my radio show very often. Then
when is the last time you attacked Corey and attacked her campaign and attacked the money people? When's the last time you did that?
It was the years that I had the Facebook page up. Why won't U.S. Senator Cory Gardner go on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran? It was a daily recreational activity.
Well, I don't know about Facebook. I'm talking about radio shows.
Yeah, a daily recreational activity. I was doing radio
and
driving people to that Facebook page.
Did he come on?
No, he came on after he was known to be the Senate candidate. Nobody rose up to challenge him, and it made sense, really, given the money and the way the deck was stacked against any primary effort against Cory Gardner, and he made the rounds of Tea Party groups and conservative groups and everybody else, and so he became the candidate. Once that was the choice between him and Hickenlooper or whoever emerged from that cluster on the Democrat side, then I've kept my powder dry with regard to Cory Gardner because that's not how I'm going to win the election.
Tragic.
But I have not kept my powder dry in the way I think Republican candidates need to fight if they're going to win in 21st century politics.
I unfortunately or fortunately don't have to worry about what they think of me or would play nice with them. These guys have been losers. And the only way they're going to get winners is when they get rid of the Cory Gardners and put in Lauren Boebert. I like what George said. She will be the face of the Republican Party in Colorado. You know that. I mean, that's, to me, wow. Now, if somebody doesn't usurp her and doesn't turn her head, she's a tough kid.
Never going to happen with Lauren. Never.
No, I like I said, I've seen a lot of nice people catch their lunch. But
my point is the Republican Party is not these fat cats who are on their way out. It's all of us on the grassroots trying to turn it around and working our way into the leadership structure.
All right. So let's you and I look at this thing on the day after or the night before, whenever you want to talk, and say, wow, now, what is to be done? Because I
promise you, on November 4th, November 5th, I'll be ready to have that conversation.
I'm getting so many I hate you email.
That's good radio, brother. Nothing wrong with that.
Here's one I never thought I'd ever read on the air. Thank God for Randy Corcoran. I'll read them to you. Randy's exactly right. Stop bashing. Peter, complaining about the problem doesn't solve it. Boyles, you're a covert spy for the Democratic Party. Boyles, if the Republican Party imploded into the dustbin of history, who would the Democrats whine and cry about? All right, so.
Well, my only point is, in the month or two leading up to an election, when the sauce is cooked and the point is to get out the vote, there's 3 years and 10 months in between presidential elections to do all the bashing.
You watch.
Not the time right now.
It is the time. It's exactly the time.
Not.
Randy, everybody.
No, because you can suppress voters that could help push us over the edge.
I can't do crab's rear end. Don't kid yourself.
Bull crap. People listen to you, man. They listen to your show. You have the best morning show in Denver and in the metro area, and millions of downloads on your podcast. People listen to you.
Right now, those listeners hate
you don't have to be a cheerleader, but you don't have to take half facts and then cook them together into conclusions that sometimes are right and sometimes aren't.
I speak the truth.
A month before an election.
Big deal. When's the last time you had a winner? And you're not going to get a winner this time.
Well, I'm going to keep getting people rides to the polls
and help them
get their ballots done.
Good for you.
Invest money in getting out the vote between now and Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and then I'll be ready to have every conversation you want to have, including what needs to change in the Republican Party.
I can tell you what needs to change right now, Bubba, even before we cross the finish line. Get rid of the people who are running the party right now. Get rid of all the same kinds of people who generate these commercials, the people who don't want to get in the trenches. We had this conversation about when we first started defending Jack Phillips, and I got that phone call on my grandson's forehead. That guy called me at the house and said, Walker Stapleton was interested in helping Jack. I was elated. I couldn't even write a commercial. You know, me and there's Walker meeting Jack and bringing his family and giving him money and turning to the camera and say, I'm Walker Stapleton and I fight for Jack Phillips. Join me. I never heard back from that guy. Because
they were stupid.
But
yeah.
I don't think Walker Stapleton, frankly, was smart enough to make that decision himself. The party made that decision, Randy.
Well, that's like saying, you know, in this private meeting that the party voted for Corey to go to the debate.
Oh, overwhelmingly.
That was Corey's decision. Corey's campaign made that decision. And I did agree after talking it through that they should be there to not leave Kyle and Hickenlooper alone for an hour. But I wanted him to come out swinging. That's how you turn it around.
That was the brain trust, wasn't it?
The Republican Party hates that group of people.
All right, then the brain trust must be the fundraisers, the fat cats. I mean, somebody's wrong here.
Well, they certainly drive a lot of what happens, and it ain't good.
You know, we see things differently. I think we arrive at the same spot. The party needs to change. I'd look at it and say, just throw it away and start again. You know, it's like...
So throw me away, throw Lauren away, Dave Williams away.
No, I'm not throwing you away.
That's part of the party, man.
No, they're not. They're the outsiders.
Well, I'm the Republican National Committee man.
Well, that's... And that's even more frightening because
that's
I know you.
Frickin' inside.
You're
a Tea Party leader.
Randy.
Who sees things 90%
money.
The way you do.
Well, go get them. The piece is
Thanks,
really
brother.
Good. All right, man. All right, open lines continue. It's time of uncertainty now more than ever. Converting your diamonds and gold into sterling silver and wedding bands and Rolex watches and cash. And David Ellis is my guy. Instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals, coins, and jewelry in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items, no obligation. The free evaluation, private and confidential. See David Ellis Jewelry today, 3rd and Clayton at Cherry Creek North. On the internet is davidellisjewelry.com, 303-322-8779. Call David Ellis, 303-322-8779. 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North, six days a week, and the man's there. Park and walk in. David Ellis, Cherry Creek.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Bang. All these years, right? Now you're the bad guy. Thursday morning, October the 29th, 2020. Tomorrow, we'll take a run at Halloween. Steph's this afternoon. You know, it's fascinating. Is for at least a decade, I've been speaking about the jive-ass Republican Party. And now here it is where the Republican Party is getting crushed, and it's, you should be helping them. No, I shouldn't be helping them. Why is this my job? And if you're upset and... I'm stuck. We've been talking about how bad this party is for over 10 years. And they keep getting clipped. And all the different fights that we've been involved in. The one that comes to mind is Jack Phillips. Not one of these people came near Jack Phillips that are now we're supposed to believe. The only guy that ever showed up, and always shows up, was Tancredo. None of the rest of them showed up. Ken Buck didn't show up, I don't think. I certainly, the rest of them didn't show up. I don't understand this mindset. You're beat. And I don't want it to be true, but man, you can play let's pretend all you want. Hey, Sue, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Peter.
Hey.
I just had a couple things to say. I wanted to tell you that I'm a grassroots supporter of the Republican Party, and because we have so few grassroots supporters, I've been given like 500 names to call and make sure that they've turned in their ballot. And, you know, I'd like to encourage you to do that. And I work and I watch my grandson, and I have probably as much free time as you do. And I also want to tell you that in my profession, we have a philosophy, and it's called first do no harm. Oh, so I'd like to ask you if you
It's not my job.
You know,
first
if you can't
help
them,
ma'am,
then,
it's not my job.
Don't hurt us. Then look, don't hurt us.
How come? Look, this party hasn't delivered in so long, and now
you're showing your age, Peter.
Showing
your age. You're an old man.
Yeah, you're right.
You got no youth in you, dude.
That's right, dude.
You got
youth
in you.
Okay. Anything else?
Youth is about hope.
Okay.
And you have no hope.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You're old, dude. All right, we go to, is it Cal? Cal, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Yeah, it's Cal. Good morning, Peter. Hey, I will tell you, you are getting your job done today. You know, you said earlier your job is to offend, man. You're making it happen.
Thank you.
I'm not going to rip on you, man. I
don't
get where you're coming from.
Bob, I don't care.
Understand.
You understand? Let me stop you. I don't care.
I'm with you.
Let me tell you something that they say. What you think of me is really none of my business.
No, I still respect you, Peter. I love listening to you. I'm just saying, you know, I'm agreeing with you. But I want to tell you, what I really wanted to tell you about is that I had a couple of guys that are up on a bridge over the freeway campaigning for Casper Stockham for District 7 House of Representatives. And we've been doing this for 6 weeks. And where I would pick a bone with you is about the Republican Party needs to change. I agree. But we are changing. And we are the people out here that are making those changes. And I agree with Randy that we're making the changes and you know, if I would ask you to do it differently, and I know you're not going to, but just if you could wait until after the election to harp on this, I know you're not going to, but that would be my feeling. But anyway,
let me say something, and then tell me how I feel.
Yeah.
Let me just get it out. I think Cory Gardner is the greatest U.S. senator. I fully support him. It's absolutely wonderful. And, boy, the state of Colorado's GOP, that party is so fabulous. I can't wait to help. Now, do you feel better?
I'm not trying to.
I want you to know. I think Cory Gardner is the greatest fighting senator since Bob La Follette. I think this GOP is as strong as it was when Reagan took the power, when Reagan had the reins. I think this Colorado GOP, damn, what a great party. Now, do you feel better?
Peter,
does the last caller feel better?
Peter, just, you know, patronizing is not going to.
I'm not patronizing. I just ask if you feel better.
If you're serious about that, yeah.
Of course I'm not.
Good things about Cory.
Of course I'm not.
Well, okay. Okay, well, then you're patronizing.
I'm being a jerk.
Yeah, and that's your job. Okay, I get that.
No.
But I just want to make the point that we are out here making the change. It needs to change, but it is changing.
Call me on the day after the election and see if Donald Trump carries Colorado. And see if Cory Gardner gets reelected, because that's the fault of the Republican Party.
Well, yeah. Well, okay, and I'm not going to disagree with that. But
now,
what
do you think is going to happen on that day? Do you think Donald Trump carries Colorado?
I honestly don't know.
Take a swipe. Take a guess. You can say yes. It's okay.
I think there's a chance.
Do you? Do you think, here's this Channel 4 piece. Colorado could see biggest blue wave in 83 years. Whose fault is that?
I don't think that's going to happen.
If Cory Gardner gets beaten and if Donald Trump doesn't get the electorals, who are you going to call me up and blame me? Or are you going to ask the people who run this? Who are you going to ask? Who are you going to be mad at?
I'm going to be mad at the party, of course.
Ah,
I'm not going to be mad at you.
Why aren't you mad now? I don't care if you're mad at me or not, but do you really, honest to God,
Peter?
Oh, this is crazy. Go ahead.
Peter, I am mad. That's the reason I am out here standing on a bridge since 6:30 this morning with Casper Stockham's banners and American flags and getting people honking and waving at me. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
And I'm not the only one.
Great.
By a long stretch.
Okay. All right. Ask yourself this. For over a decade, I've spoken on the radio, on two different radio stations, about what a lousy party the Republicans are, how they've let so many people down, how they have no nuts, they have nothing in their spines. Cory Gardner is spineless. And it's all being funded and taken care of by a lot of manipulators. And there are guys like Randy. And let me finish. And there are guys like you that are out there. But the party needs to be destroyed and restructured and begun again. Now, you want to wave a flag and you want to do this stuff? Hey, I'll tell you, that's great. God bless you. But I got to tell you something. You call me the next day, the day when it's over. And let's, by the way, hope Donald Trump finds the path to an Electoral College win or we're in huge trouble. But he won't get Colorado's electoral votes. And that's the fault of the Colorado State Republican Party.
Okay. Well, I am focused, and I'm not up here just waving flags.
Okay.
I'm up here getting Casper Stockham elected.
Okay. I'll take that.
Casper Stockham
okay.
that I'm interested in.
All right. You and me. All right, man. All right, Sharp. All right.
Okay.
Love you. Think it through. You want to be mad at the show? I'm cool with it. But I'm not the reason why Cory Gardner's going to get his ass kicked. And I'm not the reason why Donald Trump's not going to get Colorado's Electoral College votes. I'm not the reason. You know, we're not the reason for the season. I guess it's Rita. Rita, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I just want to say that I used to be a Democrat for at least 45 years. And during Barack Obama's second term, I quit the party and registered as a Republican. The woman who took my call was flabbergasted. She couldn't believe that a Hispanic woman was changing from Democrat to Republican. Anyway, what I wanted to say was I did watch the debate. I thought I was very impressed with Cory Gardner. He's an excellent debater. John Hickenlooper was not smarter than a fourth grader. His answers were simple and shallow. I also think he has dementia, the same thing that Biden has.
What? Let me ask you the real true question. What switched you? I don't care about what you think of Hickenlooper. Why'd you change?
Because I got sick and tired of Barack Obama's.
Okay.
He was a degenerate. He's full
okay.
of crap.
All right. So you.
I couldn't stand his policies any longer.
So he changed you.
He did.
The rest of it is what it is. But he changed you.
Right.
The GOP didn't change. Wait a minute, let me finish. The Republican Party didn't change you. Barack Obama did. You see what I'm saying? You didn't become a Republican because you loved the Republicans. You switched because you couldn't stand Barack Obama.
Yeah,
forget the 20 years. You changed because of Barack Obama. You didn't change because of Ken Buck or Cory Gardner or
true.
Yeah, or Walker Stapleton. Think through what you just said.
Right. I agree with you.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah,
all right. Email, when's the last time you said something bad about a Democrat? All morning about John Hickenlooper? I don't know what to tell you. All morning about John Hickenlooper. All morning about John Hickenlooper. What's this one say? Keep digging, Pete. You haven't reached rock bottom yet. All right, we'll do it after this break. Let me see. A party trumps person. No, it doesn't. What's this one say? When are they going to... Oh, here's one. How'd this get through? When are they going to pull their heads out of the rear ends and face the music? Hope the communists don't gain control of the country. All right. What's this one? All Barney was saying was tearing down Republicans doesn't help. Certainly does. Of course it does. Congratulations, Urban Lights. The 40th year in the lighting business. These guys are truly the best. You're going to celebrate with them. Their anniversary sale going on Saturday and Sunday. 40% off all lighting, and up to 70% off with clearance items. Incredible deals this weekend. 20,000 square feet of gorgeous lighting displays. I mean, check it out. It's like an art gallery in there. Take advantage of their experts who help Plan the perfect design for your home. Unique shopping experiences will be like getting complimentary design services. As always, you find the lowest prices guaranteed on brand name ceiling fans like Mika Air and Kichler. And I got this fan. Keep coming back to the fan. The fan's the fan. Check them online, UrbanLightsDenver.com, UrbanLightsDenver.com. Unbeatable price guarantees right now. Take it from me. They're the best. You find them just south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. 7 days a week. That's going to be a park and walk in. You'll be amazed. Local experts, they're Urban Lights.
We now return to the Peter Boyle's show.
Thursday morning, the 29th of October. Email, I think you're not telling the truth. You voted for the big man. I see your nose growing all the way to Lakewood. Here's one. When's your next payment from the big man? When's the last time you said anything bad about a Democrat? All right. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. The truth hurts. And the truth is what the truth is and what it will be. This year has been especially stressful. There's no, again, all the chaos. This morning's radio show. Unreasonable fear, the elections and riots and Zoom meetings and whether your kids or grandkids are in school, it'll wear you out. All of this happens exactly the time you need your strength the most. Trying to cope with life's challenges can be difficult if you're physically run down. And I'm an old man. That's what that woman told me. You're an old man. You're an old dude. Dr. McCallum keeps the old dude in the game. The doctors at Cenegenics can help. If you're an old dude or an old dudess, give her a call, the number 720-387-3681. She'll keep an old dude like you in the game. Cenegenics can help. Call today and begin your journey back to health with the team at Denver Cenegenics. Dr. Julie changed my life, my daughter's life. They offer a free 20-minute phone call, 720-387-3681. Jackie answers the phone. You get to talk to the doctor for 20 minutes and become a dude. 710 KNUS, we go to Jim, he waited. Jim, you're on the radio show. I'm going to duck first. Jim, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're right on target. You're doing a great job. Cool. There is a reason why Trump ran right over the Republican Party 4 years ago, and you're exposing it. These people this morning, it's easier to call in and cry to you than look in the mirror and reflect upon what they've been doing wrong.
How did you get on
for
the show?
Decades.
How did you get in?
I've been listening for months, and I decided to call in because you are accurate. These people that are out there waving these flags over the bridge, dressed in their foreign-made clothes, need to put the flag down later on when the sun goes down and go to China March, Walmart. Wow. And stand in the parking lot and hold a sign up that says, stop buying all this foreign-made crap.
Yeah,
stop supporting the illegals that our business leaders bring into this country.
When your team continues to be beaten, you got to change the management of the team. You got to change everything about the team. You got to change the players,
absolutely,
the owners, the coaches, the general managers. That's called burning it down. When you see in sports, when someone takes over a franchise, and they take it over, and it's interesting, you know, when you look at teams that have come from the bottom, and I'm not talking about modern-day sports because I don't care about it, but when you saw like the Miracle Mets and saw what happened, that's what the Republican Party of Colorado just really truly needs to do. If you can't burn it down, let these people walk away. And I know there are, you know, what's the great line, and Lizzie and the Rain Man, step back, non-believers. But you know what? It's a shame, and they're not going to deliver the Electoral College votes that they need, and they're not going to have a senator. They're not going to have a senator in the corner of Donald Trump when he needs him. And please, if there is a God, let Donald Trump get that second term. I have no idea what more to say.
We have our fingers crossed. The thing is, the so-called conservative party does not represent the young people in this nation, and they have no intention on doing that. But they'll spend three and a half years patting themselves on the back.
Here comes the email.
Saying, hey, my political party can do no wrong.
Okay, now this is email flies quick. This caller's a big fan saying what you want to hear, so he gets to be on.
I'm your brother.
I didn't bring you on the show. Hi, man. Yeah. We're there. Absolutely agree with it. Wait a minute. Billy, how'd this get through? I absolutely agree with this caller. Colorado Republican Party stinks. How'd that guy get through? You're buying a new home. Has that ever crossed your mind? Remember that song, is Fort Worth ever crossed your mind? Maybe you want something bigger. Maybe you're ready for a new neighborhood, or maybe just do a refi, which I did. Mortgage rates continue to be historic lows, making ownership incredibly affordable. Hi, I'll tell you what, I loved working with these guys. They've been around for better than 20 years. I'm born in Colorado. They continually grow with the real estate market. They know what it takes to get you into a home for less. Custom loan programs, which they did for me, down payment assistance, with that, if that's what you need. The mortgage consultants, and that's who they are. You call them up at 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Well, we're going to try for a Halloween show tomorrow, but, you know, if you're mad at me, and it's cool, I'm cool with it, you're mad at the wrong guy. I have talked about these people for a decade, greater than a decade. And now as all the chickens are coming home to roost, you see a loser sitting out there, and your guy's going to get clipped in Colorado, and so you can be mad at me. You should have been listening 10 years ago, 9 years ago, 8 years ago, 5 years ago. We told the truth then. We're telling the truth now. Now, I love the calls. I love the heat. But look at the truth. See you tomorrow morning at 5. Stephan is this afternoon. Randy Corcoran on Saturday. George is in the morning on Saturday morning. This is Halloween, hopefully tomorrow, 710 KNUS.